Don't call it a comeback, but tonight it's brother versus brother on The Royals. It's season 3, episode 7. We're recapping the counterfeit presentment of two brothers right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Perfect song to start off tonight's show.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to enjoy a little LL for a minute. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to recap this episode. Hey, guys. It's your host, Megan Stecker, and I'm joined by my lovely ladies on the panel.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay. What's my name? R-O-N-A-Y.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And you guys can keep up with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, all at Megan Stecker. Woo! What a wild weekend. I'm so happy to be back in the swing of things and have a little diversion from
reality.
All of the cable news coverage I watched this weekend. So obviously we had our inauguration here in the States this weekend, and then the Women's March on Saturday. And Trump made a lot of news himself on Saturday between the CIA and his press secretary. So it's nice to get back to, like, La La Land and not real things and enjoy the Royals.
That they had, like, a promo where they're like, we're watching your presidential election, yes. America, and if you want to come back to us, you're welcome. That was awesome.
That was an amazing promo. Wasn't it right before it premiered
again for this season? It was perfect timing. I'll tweet it later. Yeah. It was perfect. I love this show. I can't wait for it to come back.
Wasn't it Helena being like, it's not too late to come home or something? Uh-huh. Oh, Helena. I wish I'd taken you up on her offer. Well, let's start out with our fair Liam. He has a nightmare sequence about the fight to kick off the episode and wakes up screaming, no! So it's suffice to say this fight means a lot to him, and he's so worried about it, in fact, that he's dreaming about it, which all important things that are bothering you, we all dream about. Yeah. Or even, I have dreams about things that I don't know are bothering me, and I wake up and I'm like, wow, that was deep-rooted because I didn't know that was bothering me that much. Yeah. That in my subconscious, I'm thinking about it so much. Mm-hmm. Things like, you know, waiting tables.
Oh, my gosh. That is literally the worst. Like, waiting, like, nightmares, because you just feel like it just keeps coming. And then they, like, I've had those before.
Waiting tables nightmares are the worst. I probably, even, like, 20 years past not waiting tables, I'll bet I still wake up having dreams about. I still have the dream where you never graduated college.
I have those, too.
Right? I forget what that means. I've looked it up a couple
times.
Or
I've had dreams where I'm, like, in a class and I'm so far behind, they're like, you're just not going to be able to graduate. Yeah. I'm like, but I have to. And I'm like, but I already did.
Like, math was always my least favorite subject and, like, the only subject I wasn't, like, getting decent grades in. And I just felt like I didn't get it all the time. To me, like, another class, you would apply math in physics or chemistry or whatever, and I would understand it. And I just didn't get math without applying it to something. Uh-huh. So it's like a foreign language to me. And I have dreams about a math class I never went to or never took the test. Like, always. It's like you can't graduate because you never showed up for this math class.
Oh, my God.
And it's so real to me and terrifying. And I wake up like, I didn't graduate. Oh,
yeah. I've done that before where you wake up and, like, you kind of have sometimes the whole day to, like, stress about it. So if that's what, like, Leon's feeling like how we were in real life, I can only imagine because the whole next day you're kind of like, that didn't happen, right? That was just a dream. That was just a dream. And he's dreaming about real life foreshadowing.
And our lives are not in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Right. Life is in front of the whole world.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he also... Oh, Catherine knelt down and said something to him in the dream. She said, you have to, and then he woke up yelling, stop. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was almost thinking in the dream she kissed the brother, but no. Okay. She said, you have to, and then he said, stop. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that meant. Do you guys know what that meant? You have to stop.
I feel like it's just as bad as, like, her kissing him. It's like, you're losing. Like, he's got the girl, he's got the crown, just stop it.
Maybe it's his nightmare of her constantly rejecting him lately, saying, no, we have to do the right thing, we can't see each other anymore. Mm-hmm. And her being like, you have to stop pursuing me. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. The queen wakes up with Spencer getting out of her bed. So we're assuming that since Christmas, they've carried on their little sexual, yeah, their sexual dalliances. Oh, because she said, oh, all week you've been tired, haven't you? Or something yeah, to that effect.
Which I think he's falling in love with her.
Yes.
100%. He reminds her that she is up for auction at the charity for an hour of her time. And she seems to make it. It gives him hope, I feel like, that she's like, oh, I don't want to feel like someone's trying to buy a date with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In essence. I can't remember her exact words.
But it made him feel like she wants to spend time with me.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think mm-hmm. he took that as, okay, there's still hope. I still have this chance. But at the end of the day, like, he's younger. Like, she's going to have to figure out her life anyways. And then he's going to be, there's always going to be that barrier between
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
In checking in with our characters in the beginning, we check in with Eleanor, and she is distraught over Jasper. It's twofold, though. She has fired a bodyguard, the fifth one in 2 weeks, but we find out that Jasper's gone. He asked for time off from Mr. Hill, and he didn't say where he was going. But Eleanor asks Mr. Hill, so we can assume that she's still in love. She's not given up and wants nothing to do with him.
Right. I think she's kind of in denial as well, because so far Jasper has always come back and he's always shown his true colors. And I think there is something about it where she's like, none of this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to figure out why, but the fact that he left is kind of like giving her more reasons to be like, okay, I need to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she's going to slowly but surely find out it wasn't his reason behind mm-hmm. leaving. And you can kind of see in little steps throughout this episode that it might come back up again. And I think she hasn't been fully convinced that he's mm-hmm. gone for, like, the terrible reasons of what she thinks right. he left her for. Which I'm hoping that's the case, because
I hope so, too.
I don't like seeing her this
distraught. No, I know. But there was no indication that she spent the past 2 weeks drinking and getting high and being
yeah.
ridiculous, like she was planning the charity event. So I feel like her character has changed so much from season one.
It's
amazing.
She has made leaps and bounds. Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Leaps and bounds. Shockingly, Harper, this journalist who's ruining her life, unbeknownst to her, so the same one who Jasper visited, and she knows all about the affair between the two of them, shows up to the palace for a meeting with her about the charity gala. Her immediate first question, which is a big mistake if you're actually going to get this kind of news that you want out of someone, her first question was about her personal life.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if she was doing it just to see how much she could agitate Eleanor, and if that was any indication that her suspicions are right.
Yeah.
I think this kind of leads us back to, we don't know what their plea bargain was, because this leads me to believe that Jasper didn't say they broke up. Jasper didn't say he was leaving, so I don't even know what he told her. But I definitely think that she still thought she had this story.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was expecting her to get more juice out of it, and then she kind of was, like, given a full stop, like, this is not happening. And then she kind of was shocked by it.
Right.
So I really am curious as to what their plea bargain was, because it seems like there was sides of her that I thought maybe she knew, but then sometimes I'm like, maybe she has no idea that Jasper isn't in the picture anymore.
Right. Mm. It's curious to know what she knew.
Yeah.
Because if she knew that they broke up, then she's like, my story can be that I pissed off Eleanor, like, burst into tears at the mention
yeah.
of, like, yeah, personal life. Or she doesn't know, and she's like, she's just cutting me off. Either way, Eleanor said, write what you want, which was a big mistake.
Yeah.
She really is going
to. Good point. That to me was kind of a throwaway. But yeah, if she's like, write what you want and get out, but who knows? Like, maybe that is a big clue to us as a viewer that she will explode this story
yeah.
in wherever her outlet mm-hmm. is, if it's a digital publication or a print publication. Like, maybe the next morning,
mm-hmm. yeah.
their secret is out.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, now that Jasper really isn't in the story and he took these, like, couple weeks to really kind of be hide away during this charity event, there's no pictures with him. Mm-hmm. She had to go to this croquet thing. So there really is no substance behind her story now, because there's no pictures to be seen. There's no rendezvous to be, like, sneaking in on.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like she wouldn't have a story if she put that out there. Because
yeah.
if she did, it would be like, well, they're not together anymore, and he's nowhere to be found, so why would they care?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of, maybe Maybe Jasper just said, sure, do what you want, and then secretly is like, I'm out. I'm going to protect her.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all still so curious. Like, I have no idea where the ways are lying on this one. Mm-hmm.
In the Royal Hangover, Mark said that Jasper has been out researching Harper to find out her.
He did. Oh. Okay.
So that's next week. So that's what he's doing.
I didn't get very far into it before falling asleep because I was, it was probably midnight by the time I, like, fired up the Hangover after Facebook watching the actual show.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to hang in for the Hangover. But that's good to know. It's Mark gives away such good stuff.
He does.
Alex gave away something last night. What was it? Was about the, was it about, oh, I wrote this down.
Okay.
About the Hangover. She said, they were talking about Jasper for some reason, and she said, who doesn't want to be cuddled up on the couch in a Santa hat with Tom?
Yeah.
And Mark had to correct her, well, he's actually Jasper. So to me, that was kind of a giveaway of, like, that they are hugging up.
Something. It was really cute. Yeah.
And then there was a question to Mark and Alex about Spencer, and I can't remember if they meant Spencer Honesberg, the Queen's first man, first mate, right-hand man, or if they meant Spencer, the prince, who spent his day, he won the time to spend with Eleanor. And then she's like, well, he's not a plant. And Mark was like, okay, so you can just go ahead and ruin it for everybody.
And she's like, I think a caller asked that, right? That is,
I can't remember. I know that the guy with the iPad, like, was fielding the questions. But she's because like, I had a lot to drink. And then she goes, I had nothing to drink.
I remember thinking, like, they would know who the other royals are. Like, they all know each other. Like, the royals in England know who the royals in Sweden. Like, they would know that he's legit. They've seen him before.
How funny. So the People's Gala is a two-day affair. It's the 72nd annual. Beck is there again, but funny enough, he's playing a very bit role. Mm. There's no interactions with Liam or Eleanor with him that I can remember. So there's nothing confrontational going on as far as what had happened previously between him and Liam and Eleanor and Jasper. But Beck tells Robert not to underestimate Liam. And the queen, this is when the queen lays out her official list idea to Robert. So she's like, I brought all these women here for you to meet. You've got to marry one that's suitable. And he pushes back, I'm assuming because of Catherine. But then she offers her participation in the auction in exchange for him considering a girl from her list. And then I got really creepy, like, Alexander the Great vibes. Like how in that movie with Angelina Jolie and Colin Farrell where they tried to make it like that incestuous like relationship and they're like the same age in real life. I got like those vibes. Like she wasn't like doting on a son to me. It looked...
And he made a comment about her marriage. She was like, I was on a list and then your father chose me. And he's like, that went well.
Yeah.
And she was so hurt. It was a weird exchange. It was not motherly...
To me, he has, like, the upper hand on her now. He seems very powerful to me.
Yeah, no, definitely really powerful. Like he is easily manipulative, manipulative, sorry.
Yeah.
it's been a long day, no. But, yeah, he totally can, like, change people's minds. And even what you're thinking about him, like, I still can't read him straight. Because sometimes you think he's evil, and then you think he's being sweet, and then you just don't even know what to think about him. Right. And whenever he's with his mom, he, like, already knows, like, two steps ahead what to say to her. And she's just like, oh, you're right, Robert. Like, you're my first son. She always just kind of seems like a little girl and, like, more innocent.
Yeah.
I feel like I dated a guy like Robert. Like, he was so driven and so type A, and I really thought he lacked empathy. And he used to say to me, like, you're so sensitive. Are you sensitive? You're sensitive. And I'd be like, I just don't think you have a heart under there.
Well,
under
when someone says, are you sensitive? You're sensitive. It's like, so you're calling me sensitive. You're like, not even giving me a chance to answer.
He was, like, avid about working out, and he was, like, so career-driven, and I just, it reminds me of Robert.
Mm-hmm.
lacks empathy.
For the people that are Team Robert, like, we completely understand. Yes. Like, he was stuck on an island. The thing is, we have, you know, you match people's, what you see in them. You match people's energy. So if he were, if he'd come back and was in the corner rocking back and forth, they wouldn't be having a gala with a fight, and they wouldn't be having a list of potential mates. They would be taking it slow. But he came back, shaved his head, gave a speech, and
he's golden. Good he's to ready go. To go.
They don't know that he's sleeping on the floor at night. Like, I think he's going to have, like, a crack, and then they're going to be like, oh, you know, like, maybe he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
But they're matching him. Mm-hmm. They're meeting his energy, which is, I'm fine. So they're just going about their business, and he does things that are manipulative. He manipulated Cyrus, which we're fine with. He manipulated his mother, which is interesting. He's doing these things that we can't deny.
And it's almost like if you think about a chart where lines, like a graph where lines are going up and down and crisscrossing each other, and the line that was on the bottom of the graph is now at the top and vice versa. It's kind of that way, in that Robert starts out and you seemingly think he's like the golden boy and can't do anything wrong, and then you're right now he's a manipulative guy, but he'll go back down the chart, you know, on his little chart there. He'll go back down and be, it's just how these characters are written. This is a soap opera. You take someone from good to bad and back.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's all varying degrees of what's going on, and how, if you really think it's bad. And it's all up to your interpretation.
Right. It could be subjective.
I feel like even last episode I heard some of the listeners were saying how, you know, it's not fair that Liam is, like, kind of blaming his brother so soon. He should be appreciative that he's back, which I understand. I was kind of like, oh, that's right. Like, I'm going to give him a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, let me watch a couple more episodes. But now I'm kind of just like, I understand why Liam is immediately defensive, because I think in, obviously, before the whole series started, so, like, let's pretend, like, before he went away and got lost in this island, you can see that that's how he probably was before, and he's always been this kind of, like, older, obviously older brother, like, bow down, little brother, like, you're in my shadows, like, don't even worry about it, and, like, he's constantly been under his shadow, so when he was out, he felt like he had time to fight back. And that's, like, what we're seeing is Liam's like, no, I can be on the same level as you. And so he's just constantly in this struggle, and now we see him kind of being like, well, I thought I was on the same level, but now I'm not.
Right. You're so right, because before, I think we've seen glimpses of how before Robert was like that. You know, like, Sparrow, you're... And I think Liam was fine with it. He was the, like, Harry. He was like, I'm never going to be the king. I'm just going to enjoy myself and drink and, you know, do whatever I want. And then he stepped up to the role and really felt comfortable with it. And now it's being taken away from him. And Robert is like, who's this new... Like, what happened while I was gone that you all of a sudden you, like... This new, like, person.
Shine. And what's crazy is you always hear when, like, he was gone, you always heard Len talk about how Robert was the person that she talked to, the closest guy. She, like, the older brother was the one she was closest with. She wasn't that close with Liam.
Right.
So I feel like this gave Liam a chance to step in and really be there for Len, and they bonded over this, and now all of a sudden, like, things have just been totally shooken up. And so I think that's where some of the emotions of Liam might seem like he's being selfish and not appreciating his brother, but it's kind of like kind of slap in the face. Like, what is going on?
Right.
I don't know. I guess I'm saying I'm teasing
Liam. No, it's true. He had all these new dynamics. Because even Mark Schwann said yesterday they were not close. Liam and Eleanor were not close before
Robert.
And then since they became really close, which is a whole new dynamic for Liam that he really treasured.
Yeah.
And now it's back to the old dynamic that's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're happy your brother's alive. Yes, like, it's wonderful. But it still goes back to the same, they're falling into the same
pattern,
but with different
intentions,
kind of. You know, he's grown now, so he's a different person. So there's going to be tension.
We get into some more relationship stuff with some of the characters this week, which is fun for me, shaking it up. We get Willow back, finally. I love when we are questioning where someone is, and then all of a sudden they show back up, and I'm like, okay, here we go. So she's apparently been gone for a month. The queen wants her to take on the whole family as she's broadened the job. What does it say when you see the job list? The job description. Yes, yes. It's been way broadened. She now has a worry about the whole family.
And I feel like it's been narrowed. Like she said, it's been broadened. Before it was Team Liam. Now it's like, no, it's just Robert.
I think she's just going to throw everything she wants to at her. but yeah, so her first task is to make a list of candidates for Robert. But this happens after Charlie Madden freaks out over seeing her and is so excited. And Willow asks Liam how he's doing with his girl. And he says, not perfect. And then Willow says about Charlie, he is not perfect. So Willow still pining after Liam. Mm. Charlie pining after Willow.
I wrote, like, Charlie likes Willow, who likes Liam, who likes Catherine, who likes Robert.
Yeah, it's all a chain.
I know. I feel like Willow and Robert are going to get together. That's my prediction.
Oh, I love it. Well, I think that we're being set up for something with Willow and Robert. The fact that he likes Catherine is another matter. So I'm wondering if Willow's going to try to force herself on Robert to try to make Liam jealous.
It could be something where this might be totally out of the loop, but I mean, hey, if Robert is somehow, like, you know, infatuated with her, Liam might even see that and be like, wait, this is someone I could actually have. She's attainable. She's not with Robert yet. Let me steal her back in a way. Mm. So that might be a way for him to feel like he has the upper hand. Oh. And maybe Robert might manipulate him into thinking that that's what he wants. Oh. I don't know. There's so much to go back to that. Because I'm like, ooh, but then maybe, you know, Robert and Catherine, like, maybe he'll know about the whole Liam and Catherine thing.
Right.
So then that's his way to get him off of that.
Right.
There's so many, like, backstories that you could, like, there's so many different interpretations that you could think of each relationship. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's mind-blowing. Because they're all so intricate. And you're like, I don't even know where this is going to go. But I do feel like Willow and Liam are going to get together someday.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's my prediction. Her. We're, like, jumping to predictions already.
I know. So Robert welcomes everyone to the gala, and he introduces a new initiative to welcome back war veterans and help them assimilate back into civilian life, which I think has to do with Catherine and the veterans group that
needs
that.
Which I didn't pick up on, but then I read something, and that was Liam's idea. He started that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because it was a few episodes back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. So he, like, acted like, and gave him no credit.
Oh, correct.
Team Robert fans.
And I missed that. He recognizes Eleanor.
Yeah, gave a shout out to Eleanor. Stole Robert's idea.
Yeah.
And gave him no credit.
Ugh. Robert invites.
To be fair, maybe he lost some brain cells on the island and was like, you know, lost some. True. I can't keep track of who started what charity.
I think he already knows that Liam was, like, he's the one pining for this fight. So he's just, steaming him. Mm. He's just like, oh, come on, little bro. Come on, little sparrow. Yeah. Fight back.
Yeah, I think Robert is really legit worried that Liam could steal some of his shine. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's like, all grown up to him and way more responsible. So I think he's worried about Liam. Yeah. That's why he makes a fool of him.
Yeah.
Or he tries to. Like, when he, like, almost sucker punched him in front of everyone when he was, like, announcing
that
their boxing match.
That was not okay
match.
By
not
me.
Okay.
I think he just wants to be the hero all the time.
Yeah. And he feels threatened by Liam and all that, you know, the ways Liam has changed.
Yeah. Agreed. Catherine and her sister go to this charity auction. So everybody at this point is trying to bid on the time spent alone with the different royals in the family that are up for auction. Catherine gets two tickets and puts them in Liam's auction box. Someone bumps into an old man and she convinces them to put one in Cyrus's auction box. Willow puts a stack into Liam's. Poor Willow.
Nice.
She then tells Robert he needs to compile the list, or she needs to compile the list, and she asks him some questions. And then I thought it was really cute they went into Harry Potter. So he's a Gryffindor.
It was like, oh, typical. I love how she got defensive about Hufflepuff.
I know.
And she was like, no, it's okay, I'm a Ravenclaw.
To be honest, I don't know the differences between all the houses of Harry Potter, because they actually, I've seen every single movie because my boyfriend has all of them and watches them all the time.
Aww.
But I just confuse which one's which, because I never read the books myself and I don't, like, sit and study the movies. They're kind of on in the background for me. Sorry to anyone I'm offending.
Wait, so Catherine put them in Liam's box? I totally missed that.
Yes. Yes.
That says a lot.
Yes. I thought Catherine put it in Robert.
I thought she did too, but I could be wrong.
She put it in Liam's box. So, we'll
wait,
get to that. We'll get to that.
So that makes sense that it was all rigged.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So,
I did not notice that.
So why would she want time alone with Liam? She probably, like, wants to apologize. I don't know.
I'm wondering. I wonder if she wanted to choose him or, like, or just talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was... wait, am I wrong?
Was it?
I thought it was Robert's box.
I thought I rewound it and it was Liam's.
Don't tell us on Twitter. We're sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was Robert's box because I remember looking and being like, oh, there she goes because she kind of made the decision.
Okay.
That's what I thought. But, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I
do look similar. I was watching this late at night when I was so tired.
There would be so much... to talk about if she put it in Liam's box.
True. Okay, I thought it was Liam's. Okay, I could be wrong.
We'll explore with the people on Twitter. Thank you. We love your tweets.
I could definitely be wrong. So Charles Westcott and Cindy is the old man and the young woman who win their time alone with Cyrus. As soon as I see them in Cyrus's chambers with him, I'm like, obviously I knew something was up when she bumped into him, but I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then before it even was revealed, I was like, I know this guy has something to do with the Privy Chamber, and Cyrus is going to try to buy him off. But it was worse. He blackmailed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they got naked and started doing some...
This guy! Seriously, I don't understand why he would think that's okay in the first place. Right. You are in the king's room. Right. Like, come on.
This is so House of Cards to me. As soon as this scene came on, I was like, okay, this is all, like, funny and silly because it's, like, on this show and they put, like, comedic music behind it. But, like, I feel like I've seen this happen on House of Cards. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen some really gross sexual things happen on that show.
And on all of these shows, like, you have to know, if you're not having sex in your own bedroom, you're on camera somewhere.
Yeah, right? Like, come on, let's be real. And you're already in that, like, high of level. I feel like he's probably, like, come across this probably before or heard about it, you know? I don't know. I thought that was like, come on, let's... Because I feel like everybody that goes into Cyrus's room, nothing ever good comes out of that. Like, the one guy he just poisoned, and it was just... And he was like, don't worry, it's not that. And then he actually did poison him, so... Mm-hmm.
Domino's brother, which I'm still wanting answers to.
Bye-bye. Well, who knows when that storyline's going to pop back up. Okay, so Robert gets Catherine in the auction, and she is shocked. She said, I only bought one ticket. So up for debate which box she put it in, according to us. But he runs into the crowd and takes a photo with her. I thought this was sweet. I was like, obviously he fixed this. Obviously he wants his photo with her. And I was like, he's got this all planned out so that this way she can be shown to the public. She's no longer, he's really trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I thought was sweet.
It is really sweet.
I liked him in this moment.
Me too. It is really sweet because he's proving to her, like, I'm not hiding you, and I'm going to make it a perfect Cinderella story that the public will eat up. Like, the girl who won the at the auction, time with him at the auction, is now marrying him. It's, like, the perfect story. It was very sweet of Robert. Robert gets points for this.
Yeah, I totally think his intentions with her are true now. I know there was some talk last week. We were saying how possibly Robert knew that Liam was with Catherine. I don't think that's the case. I think he really is doing this out of real, real emotion because that's the reason he had those, like, thoughts and visions to come back was because of her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I, as much as sometimes I don't think Robert's truly, like, his intentions are real and nice and genuine, for this I really, truly do think that he really cares about her because there's no other reason. He would have just gone away with the list and be like, yeah, get me the most prestigious woman. I'm ready for it. But he really does care about her.
Yeah.
I think that Catherine and Robert are going to continue dating and things, but then Robert's going to find out about Liam and it's going to be, like, crazy explosive. Mm-hmm. And Catherine's going to be like, I really love Liam. We'll see. We'll see. prediction. Eleanor's old bodyguard, is like a kind of a smaller side storyline. Eleanor's old bodyguard that just got fired showed up and tried to charge her. Mm-hmm. And the female war veteran from that veterans group that meets at Catherine's pub saves her. She takes him down. And in the end, she gets hired.
Go Rosie.
I am so excited because to have a female bodyguard for a tough female character like Eleanor is very cool to me.
And I feel like they're gonna be friends. Like this whole time I've been like, Eleanor has no friends. Like, how do you
Yeah, I think it's a great confidant for her, and like it'll help her get through some certain things she can't get through on her own.
Somebody to just bounce off of what she's going through, like a female her age. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Well, very much needed. Thank you, Mark, for cutting Eleanor
a
break.
A friend. Oh my god.
Eleanor plays croquet with Prince Spencer. Oh no, wait, his name's not Spencer.
Sebastian.
There we go. Prince Sebastian. And tells him immediately she's been going through a breakup. This is a whole new Eleanor. She's not, like, angry. She's just
upset.
Sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but she's not crazy with the drugs and alcohol right now. And I noticed he kept sipping out of his flask, and she never was like, let me have a sip, or drinking herself.
Mm-hmm. I think that Jasper's opened up this whole side of her, of this vulnerability.
Yeah.
And he's showed to her, like, you are talented. And he did that whole thing with the makeup line. And she's starting to realize what she could do with being a princess and where she really can put her her hobbies and her talents at use. And that's kind of what she did. And she put this whole gala together.
Yeah.
So I think that that's kind of in the back of her mind. She's genuinely sad because he brought out these things in her that she's now applying.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wishes that he could be there with it.
Yeah.
With her for this, like, journey that she's on.
And I feel like if you go back to season one, she had no... She was so down on herself.
Uh-huh.
She, like, didn't think that her father, you know, approved of her.
Yeah.
She didn't have any, like, talents that she was expressing, like now she's like makeup and designing the, you know, planning the charity ball, and so I feel like that she has a higher self-esteem now helps her not do drugs and alcohol, like alcohol, to get over a breakup. She's like feeling it because she feels a little better about herself ultimately.
Definitely. Yeah. And something else that I kind of was waiting for was them to just start making out, because that's kind of something that she's done in the past.
Yeah.
When she's angry, she's just like, all right, where's the guy, you know? And so this time I was actually shocked that she didn't try to like hook up with Sebastian. And I thought, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but when she texted Jasper later, I was thinking she was going to be texting Sebastian and like, come over. But she didn't.
Yeah.
So, her and Jasper are not over yet without a fight.
Yeah, no.
In my mind.
No way.
Oh, but no, growth. She's still... Hashtag growth.
Yes.
Way to go, Eleanor.
Eleanor for queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Queen Eleanor.
Yeah.
Cyrus's ex and her friends are actually the ones who won time with Liam. And they don't actually want an art tour. They just want to drink with him, which I thought this was so fun, like the Cougars and like Liam. And them calling Gemma and her mom a bitch. So I was so excited to hear Gemma's name again, because I feel like we're always like, well, what this character and that character and remember when and will I ever be back? It was nice to hear that brought up. So it's kind of not like they're dead. We're at least referencing them.
Yeah.
But they get Liam to say that he wants to kick his brother's ass. Which was cute. The queen.
Poor Liam, though. Like, always drawing the short straw.
Yeah.
Like,
poor baby.
Oh, my God. Robert gets Catherine. Eleanor gets a hottie. Even his mom gets a, like, hottie.
Nice date. And he's just like, all these women.
So the queen gets Charles Parker, the New York American investor. I couldn't make heads or tails of his accent. I was like, I think this is a foreign actor trying to do an American accent. But, unfortunately, Spencer interrupts them speaking, and it seems like the queen's having a really great time chatting with this guy, and Spencer is a little... He's deflated after that. Poor babes. Poor baby. Well, you know what they say. Don't dip your pen in the company ink.
Well, I mean, he knew what he was getting into from the start, so he could have stopped. He definitely has an infatuation with her, and maybe
Here's the problem. If you're going to sleep with someone who you have to be waiting on hand and foot all day, every day,
bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you, like, have a relationship at work and it's like at least you have your own cubicle. But if your job is to wait on this person hand and foot...
Well, you're not getting away from her. But he knew signing up, because he could have said, excuse me, ma'am, I don't know, or excuse me, your highness, your majesty, I'm not sure what you're looking for, but I'm here for the interview. But he surpassed all of that, and so he knew what he was signing up for, and like from the start of when he stepped into that door. So I, as much as I feel kind of bad for him, he kind of did this to himself. So we'll see what his intentions were behind that.
Let's talk about the boxing match.
Yes. Mm. Oh, gosh.
All right. In the white corner, Robert. In the red corner, Prince Liam.
I was not expecting that. Yes.
I was trying to think, was there any significance between what color corner they were put into? You know what I mean? Like white corner, like Robert, like the knight in shining armor on a white horse all the time. And then red corner is like Liam is like in red. He just in sees angry. Red right now. He's mad about everything in life. That's what I'm reading into it anyway.
I buy it.
Cyrus teases Liam in front of everyone that he's going for the underdog, which is, and he calls him Sparrow, which, you know, Liam hates. Liam lands the first punch, and I got really excited. But Robert knocked him down real quick.
Yeah, what I saw in this was Robert was just so nonchalantly just like, you know, it felt like he was not even trying. And Liam was putting everything into it. And it just, got me so emotional because I just felt so bad for his character and for Liam because, like you said, he always pulls the short end. And you really see Robert just effortlessly, you know, hitting his brother. And Liam is putting everything he had into it. And even, I mean, I'm not good with, like, gory things.
Me neither. Oh. Me too.
The queen and everybody doing the same reactions. Like,
I mean, I feel like this would never happen in real life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no.
Never. Are you kidding? Two princes boxing, please.
It would be something forever because there's always something behind it. Like, he knocked out his brother almost. Like, that's not okay.
And how can a mother watch it? Like,
oh, no.
Helena is like...
That's true.
She's a wild woman.
She's a wild woman.
And Catherine smiled at Robert when he knocked down Liam, and I was like, oh, no. This is taking this too far. But Liam won after he got up after getting that hard punch. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in the end, Robert claims
that
he faked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into this real hitting each other with their fists. Yeah. Or at least Liam tried to hit Robert. He misses. Robert hits him really hard in the face and knocks him down and gives him a bloody nose.
It just made me so upset because, like, I just was hurting for Liam. Everything he does, it's like he gets knocked down, he gets knocked down, he gets knocked down, and he hasn't been able to get back up. Mm-hmm. Seriously, from day one, from finding out about his brother, then finding out about his dad, and then Ophelia, and then Ted Price, and all these things, he hasn't cut a break.
No.
And...
Yes, he hasn't gotten a break.
No, and so then I see his brother punch him, and it's like, you could have spoken words, you know? And I know he's coming at you, but he could have sat his brother down in that moment and be like, listen, I'm on your side. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. He decided to just punch him and call it a day.
Or he could have not said it was fake. He could have just let him believe that he won.
Yeah.
Why can't you give him that? You got the girl, you got the crown, you got everything. He's Sparrow hanging out with the cougars. Give him this.
Yeah, just like, even if it's a lie.
Yes, exactly. He didn't have to say it was a good show.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought it was real? Just give him this.
Yeah. I was expecting him to honestly be like, well, I hooked up with Catherine. I was waiting for that to happen, and he didn't. So I was like, good for you, Liam. But
I wanted him to scream that at his back.
I thought he was. Like I had her when you were gone.
I know. I wanted him to be like, oh, we're in love.
Yeah.
I love Catherine.
When you were rubbing two sticks together. Yeah.
But seriously.
So we were rubbing our sticks.
Catherine was rubbing my stick when you
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. The Team Robert. People are going to come after us with torches. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We don't have teams, people. We're all on the same team.
I know.
We are. We just don't like the way.
Henstridge.
We don't like the way that Robert is treating Liam right now. But I do believe it's of a good intentions. Hopefully.
You do?
Hopefully. I don't know.
You don't have to say that.
I don't.
Maybe I don't. It's all manipulative. I think it's all manipulative. Oh, I take it back.
All right. What else do we miss?
Loving Liam.
Poor Liam sees Catherine waiting in the wings, her arms open for Prince Robert he wakes up in a haze of feet punched out. And then he punches his reflection in the mirror and shatters it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And Cyrus, Cyrus said.
Yes. When he said, I know
he
that
He said,
look.
I have lived in the shadow of the hero older brother, and I know that look, it never goes away. And Liam was like, I'm not you. And he's like, for now.
I don't like that.
Oh my God, Liam will never be Cyrus. No. He doesn't have it in his heart. Like, I feel like Cyrus was probably always resentful of his older brother and just has, like, you know, that maybe he was born with it, tendency for evil. And I feel like Liam was always in the shadow of his brother and maybe didn't mind until he took on the bigger responsibilities and and grew into the role, and yeah. now he mines. So I feel like Liam always had a good heart. Like, he'll never be a Cyrus.
He does. I feel like he was his dad, and Robert mm-hmm. is more like Helena. He's a little bit more calculated.
Yes.
And so Liam just wanted to do things for the good of the people. He wanted to yes. do it for the good of his family, and he wanted to try to bring out the best in everybody, and then yes. he didn't even have a chance to let those real, true feelings and, you know, signs of power, like, let go. He never right. got a chance to let it show, and it just makes right. me sad, because I don't want Cyrus to get into his head.
No, because
I can see he's very weak right now, mm-hmm. so he can easily let Cyrus just kind of mm-hmm. take over those emotions
yeah.
and kind of manipulate him in that sense of yes. being sad and feeling like maybe Robert is taking over. But right.
such a good point that he's like Simon and Robert's like Helena.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we are rapidly running out of time here, girls. Let's do predictions real quick.
I don't even know where to start.
And now you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right, ladies. Okay. All right. Okay, so first one is, I think that Liam is going to hook up with Willow as a sign of, like, just, like, I'm not to say it, like, desperate, but, like, he kind of is like, oh, she's so nice. I'm very vulnerable right now. Whatever. I'll hook up with her. And then Willow's going to, she's always been there for him. And then she'll be like, listen, Liam, I'm in love with you. I can't be your saving grace all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, so that'll be kind of, like, another thing in tune with this. And then I think that this whole Sebastian character, I'm not sold on him yet, and I'm not sure if he has ulterior motives on why he was actually there, because it was kind of strange to me in the first place the way they tied it in with the reporter. I thought he was trying to take those pictures because Eleanor had hooked up with a bodyguard, and they were trying to make him look like a bodyguard.
Oh.
So I didn't know but then I realized he was a prince, whatever. So I don't know what his motives are, but something weird's going to happen there. Don't necessarily know what, but something we're not expecting. Because right now he seems like a really good character.
Yeah.
But I feel like every time we trust somebody, it's just like...
they turn on
us. Yeah. So hopefully he means good, but yeah. right now I'm feeling like there's something sketchy that we don't know.
I feel like Jasper's going to come running back and be like, listen, like, this is the true story. I didn't mean anything I said. And he's going to see her hanging out with Sebastian and get all of his old insecurities again. Like, oh, he's a prince. Like, I can't compete with that. And, like, yeah. I should just let her be happy.
I think next week Liam is going to somehow team up with Cyrus a little. Because Robert in the promo said we have to be unified in getting the crown off of Cyrus. And also the queen says to Liam, it's Robert's time. Mm-hmm. So I think Liam is like going to help Uncle Cy out and thwart some plans.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's my prediction for next week.
Love it.
All right. Well, ladies, if they want to keep the conversation going with you about Team Liam or Team Robert online, where can they do it?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at AllieNasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl. And if you guys have time, make sure you tune into New Girl, our after show on AfterBuzz TV on Thursdays at 7:30.
And this is Fern. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Rone, RONAY, and my website, fernrone.com. And I covered, if you're SJP fans, I covered Divorce on HBO, and it was awesome. If you ever binge watch, be sure to check out our after show, still available on YouTube and iTunes.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker. And if you guys like really soapy characters with really complicated relationships in real life, you might like our Vanderpump Rules after show, available on YouTube and iTunes. All right, guys, that's it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.